Welcome, welcome. Today's episode is a doozy. The topic, wine and wellness. So is mixing wine with your health and wellness going to get you to your goals any faster? Let's first start by talking about the health and wellness industry is definitely growing. And as a personal trainer and a healthy living specialist, I definitely couldn't be more happier. But I'm also a wine lover. So how in the heck does loving wine tie into health and wellness? Well, if you're watching your weight or you're training for a fitness goal, or you're just straight up sensitive to wine, here's some options for you. Let's first talk about your weight loss journey. We've all heard of the antioxidant resveratrol. At some point, you've probably used this antioxidant powerhouse to justify a glass of wine, or two, or three. Resveratrol is found in the skin of grapes, and it contains anti-aging and heart-healthy benefits. But let's not get carried away with that. There was a study in 2018 that found that women who drank moderately, keyword here, moderately, had a lower risk of becoming obese than women who didn't drink. But again, don't get overly excited, because when we consume alcohol, our body stops the fat burning process to metabolize and then burn off any alcohol in the system first. Sleep is another factor in controlling weight gain. One of the best ways to shed pounds and to maintain a healthy weight is to keep your hunger hormones in check and to get enough sleep. But listen, there's a sweet spot in how much wine can help you fall asleep and how much can interrupt the precious sleep. So be mindful of your balance. Here's my recommendation. Find yourself a French wine, because usually they are lower in sugar and lower in alcohol. Avoid highly processed, quote, skinny wines, because the term usually just tells us that they're cheap, bulky juice wines that are industrially manipulated. So are you headache prone? If you love drinking vino, but you hate the headache that comes the next day, there could be a number of factors involved. One of the most common issues comes from mass-produced wines that contain mycotoxins. Mycotoxins are toxic compounds produced by fungi, stuff like mushrooms, mold, yeast, you know. Ochratoxin, otherwise known as OTA, and histamines are what give you the feeling most likely immediately that you're going to get a headache very soon. And OTA contamination also tends to be more prevalent in products that are made in humid areas. Unfortunately, we don't have any screening on the wine process, and the amount of OTAs allowed in wines that are produced in the United States is alarming. Places like Japan, China, and Europe, though, they have heavy regulations on the OTA screening. Here's my suggestion. Stick to wines that come from drier climates, places like California, South America, oh yeah, and Tuscany. These are great options. Well, let's head on over to nutrition. The nutritional aspect of wine, most people nowadays are talking about gluten. If you're following a gluten-free diet, you already know that gluten is a mix of proteins that are found in, you know, wheat, rye, barley, and their hybrid. And it's also responsible for the elastic texture in doughs. Wine, though, for the most part, doesn't contain any of these ingredients, except for in very, very small instances. Some winemakers do use flour or wheat to seal their oak barrels that are used for the aging process. And the final product usually only contains like 20 parts per 2 million of gluten. So this is an uncommon practice and mostly used in European winemaking. And usually the extended fermentation process kills all traces of gluten protein. Now there are some dessert wines that add flavorings or colors that contain traces of gluten. But to be completely safe, look for wines that are fermented in stainless steel. And lastly, if you're training for a big event, be careful, because alcohol causes inflammation in the body. And while you're working towards a fitness goal, wine can definitely slow down your process. Inflammation is responsible for joint pain and muscle aches. But if you're really jonesing for a glass of wine, stick to a low sulfur choice. Sulfates in wine develop naturally as a byproduct of fermentation. Some winemakers do add sulfur in the winemaking process to help make the process faster. Aim for winemakers with strong vineyard practices that keep intervention after harvest as a minimal process. And here's a pro tip. Decant your wine to allow it to aerate. Blow off the excess sulfur dioxide before you drink it. Finally, folks, be mindful of the quality of the wines that you're drinking. Drink what you love and keep your goals in mind. Hydrate and have a good time. Drink in moderation and think about your health and wellness goals first and your love for wine second. Thanks so much for joining me today, guys. Cheers, toast up, and until next time, stay healthy, live well, and drink wine.